All right, should we get to our sexy story this week?
Ladies, gentlemen, you cannot unsuck that dick.
It was hot.
It was really quite something.
Do you like when someone else makes me moan?
Do not show up looking like you slept in your clothes. In your car.
There is nothing sexier than getting railed by two dudes at the same time. I'll just say that. So I had a little surprise booty call action. I invited over a hot gentleman for some fun while Brian was out doing other things and had no idea what I was doing. So we're going to be talking about that very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to Cassidy.com for sponsoring this episode of Front Porch Swingers. If you are looking to meet people in your area, but discretion is important to you, Cassidy is an amazing resource because not only do they encrypt all of your information and make sure that it's as private as possible, but they also allow for things like backstage passes. If you don't want to have your faces on your profile, I know for a lot of people that's not an option, but you still want to send your face pictures to specific people that you want to connect with, a backstage pass on Cassidy is the perfect way to do that. So again, it's a great way to start socializing while also monitoring your own privacy and making sure you're only putting out the information you want. So if you want to try it free for an entire month, all you have to do is go to frontporchswingers.com and click on the Cassidy banner at the bottom of the homepage. Again, that's frontporchswingers.com. Click on the Cassidy banner to try it free for an entire month. So we're about a week removed from Splash. As we were recording our last episode, we were just getting ready to go to Splash. We have now gone. We were in Atlanta for that. And it was interesting. First of all, the flight there and back, two of the worst fucking flights ever. I am not a bad flyer. And I was a fucking wreck during those flights.
10 hours delayed on the way there, 6 hours plus delayed on the way home. Complete shit show. I was, to say the least, out of my fucking mind.
Oh, God. You were pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I was just losing my shit on everybody. It was terrible. Absolutely terrible. By the time we were supposed to get to Atlanta at 3 in the afternoon, we got there at 2:30 in the morning, something like that. Complete fucking shit show.
It was a gigantic shit show, but we made it. We went to Atlanta. We went to Splash. I will say, if you guys are listening and we got to meet you at Splash, we met some of the nicest fucking people ever. The connections we made, some new friendships. That was wonderful. That really was kind of the shining star of Splash, was meeting so many fucking nice people.
Well, and seeing our friends, obviously. We got to catch up with some of our friends that we knew were going, and met some folks professionally that I thought were very, very cool. And so, yeah, I mean, for me, I think I said on the bonus episode, Sunday was my favorite day because we checked out at 11 in the morning. Our flight was supposed to leave at 10:30. It ended up not leaving till like 1 in the morning. But we spent the whole day just kind of looking around. And I hadn't been back since we were there for Splash last year. And then before that, college. And it's very different. So we got to go to Battery Park, which was fucking cool.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I really enjoyed that.
Down by the Braves Stadium, we went to a couple of cool bars and got to hang out with friends. And yeah, Sunday was great. I mean, the event itself was interesting because I think for us it cemented that we really should be going to Hot Wife-centric events. Going to couples-only events is fun to meet people. But we didn't play at all this weekend.
Yeah, but I was not going there with the intention of playing. I never do. I know how rare a thing that is for me particularly. And this was really more of a fun kind of let's see our friends, meet some people we've been communicating with digitally to put a face to the digital communication. For personal reasons, from a play perspective, you know, those type of events aren't our forte. They don't work for us.
No, in fact, it kind of got a little bit uncomfortable a couple times trying to explain to people how we play and like, okay, so walk us through this again and why don't you play together and what would it take for you guys to play together? And it's like, it really was kind of tiring. And I don't fault people because I think if you're immersed in that world and you're constantly a couple playing with other couples, like that's what you know in the lifestyle. So when a couple like us comes along, it's weird. It's different.
The constant attempt at negotiation drives me fucking crazy.
Yeah.
When I say that we don't play together, we play completely separately. We are more of an open relationship. We are not swingers as much as we are E&M. And they get this kind of tilted, strange look on their face like, well, is there any way you guys would play it? Like, I just said we don't.
Oh, I was asked at least five times, what would it take for you guys to play as a couple?
I'm like, come on, man. This is your thing. That's cool. Fine. It's not ours. Please don't try to force it down my throat, because I just get more obstinate when people try to force me into that kind of conversation. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. So I think the one kind of positive that came out of it, aside from meeting new people, was we are officially booking a Splash Mocha.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to say which one, because we're not going to go there yet.
No. We're just going. We're not telling anybody. We'll be there.
We're not promoting it. I am simply going to go with the intent of being fucked as much as humanly possible by some hot fucking dudes. I've already started corresponding with a couple of the guys that I know
I'm seeing the emails. It's insane. All these guys reaching. It's like, we're like a year out, dude. It's like, holy shit. Take it easy. Holy fuck. But yeah, I think.
I'm flattered as fuck.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, I spoke to our friends who were also at Flash with us, and they're going to one of the events. I think they're going to go to the event that we're going to now as well, because we told them which one it was, and we're just going to do stuff that makes more sense for us personally. And so, you know, the idea of going to an event, getting on a plane, getting a hotel, going to the event, and it not being what we really are looking for, what speaks to us the most, it just doesn't make sense to me anymore. You know, it really doesn't. So,
I mean, a lot of what we do in the lifestyle is for professional reasons. We go to network with people. We knew that there were going to be some industry people at Splash Atlanta that we haven't met yet.
Yes.
And we got to meet them and they were fucking awesome. But I think 2024, as we kind of look to plan next year, is really going to be about doing things that speak to us on more of a personal level and not trying to fit ourselves into other people's boxes. I'm really over that.
I'm not ever going to do that. But I think what we screwed up on, like in 2023, as we planned all of our events and then planned all the other events we were going to with a professional kind of perspective.
Right.
Like, we're going to go to these events, we're going to network, and when something happens, great. Now we're going to split those things up. Like, this is for fun, this is for work. Like, that's just the way it's going to be. And we're not going to talk about the ones we're going to for fun with anyone but our friends.
Yeah, you guys will hear about it once we go, but I'm not going to even promote that we're going to them.
No. There's a couple of events I'd like to see, I'd like to even do on the West Coast this year, late 23, early 24, and we're just going to go. We're not talking to anybody about it. We're talking to the promoters of the event so we can get a feel for them, but we're not going to talk about it until we've been there and back.
Yeah. So hopefully 2024 will be the year of me getting boned at a lot of takeovers. I'm just throwing that out there.
For sure.
That's the new goal.
Yeah, I said to our friends when I was talking to him the other day when they called and asked about, you know, which mocha we were going to, because they heard us talk about it on the bonus episode. And I said, yeah, look, we're going to do stuff that is fun and then, you know, that Brenna can really enjoy, because this stuff is tough enough, you know, because there's a lot going on. We're meeting a lot of people. There is work involved, of course, and we're not able to relax, especially because we're constantly trying to explain or in some cases justify how we play to people in the elevator. Give me a fucking break.
And I do think some people are just genuinely curious, and I'm happy to talk to those people. It's the people that did feel very judgmental at certain points throughout the weekend. And it's like, I don't fucking judge you for playing a completely different way than I do.
Well,
I don't want to play the way that you do, but that doesn't mean that I'm judging you.
Well, the guy of the one couple I was talking to was like, well, why would you guys come to this? It's like, man, I am not going through the reasons that we're here. That's nobody's business. You know, we don't need to have that conversation. Nice to meet you. We're not fucking each other, and have a great night. Right. Enjoy your time. Like, what the fuck else do I need to say?
Right.
You know, I have to go down the litany of fucking reasons we came to Atlanta. You know, I'm not going to do that. So yeah, that was a bit much for me.
So since we've come back from Splash, we have been fucking busy. We did some cool ass shit.
We
went to Circa Stadium Swim with a group of friends, and we watched one of the Golden Knights games, the Vegas Golden Knights. They're in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Or finals, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, we got to watch them lose in the last two fucking minutes.
Oh, it was such a fucking good experience, though. We had a whole cabana, and it was right by the huge TV. We were, I'm not going to say whom, but seated next to arguably two of the biggest porn stars of all fucking time.
Yeah, and you had to tell me that, because they were in our cabana with us. Our friends with them, their neighbors. And you were telling me who this woman was, and I'm like, I have no fucking idea who that is. You're telling me, mainstream movies she's
been in. Yeah, she's not just a porn star. She's been in, like, Hollywood movies.
Yeah, and you're showing me her pictures. I'm like, I have no fucking idea who that is. And then she showed up. I'm like, I still don't know who she is.
Well, she showed up, but she got a lot of fucking attention.
It was funny. Yeah, guys and gals were like, you could see them kind of hovering around the outskirts of the space we were in, because it really wasn't just a cabana. It's like the owner's box thing, and it's right next to the pool, right in front of the TV. So it's where everybody's kind of standing outside of it, and you could see people looking over their shoulders and pointing,
tapping
like,
each other.
Her? Yeah. I'm like, I would never know who she was. It's so crazy.
Yeah. So I asked her. I was like, "Do you ever get sick of all this attention?" And she's like, "Honestly, it's the biggest fucking flattery ever. Because yeah, I'm at an age right now where people still finding me super fucking hot is awesome."
Yeah.
I was like, "Good for you, girl."
Yeah. And her husband too. Everyone knew who he was, and I was like, "I honestly don't know who that guy is. I've never seen these people. I don't watch porn, so I couldn't fucking tell you who they are." And I had no idea, but she was very popular. She was very lovely, and she got a lot of attention, no doubt about it.
It was just, I felt like it was a fever dream, the whole experience, like the box that we had and how fucking cool that was, and then these two porn stars showing up, and then it was just the whole
thing. Jade was with us. She came and met us.
Yeah, your play partner Jade was there. I mean, the whole thing was just such a fucking blast. So that was kind of the highlight of my week, personally.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was not expecting it to be that much fun. We got there early, and it wasn't crazy, and then by the time the game started, there was no place for anybody to sit.
Oh, but the energy in that fucking place was just, if you guys have not been there for like a big game, you absolutely must go. It's not cheap. You're going to pay through the fucking nose for
crazy.
Shit.
It's crazy. But the truth is, if you really need to go for a night's game. Like, that's just the biggest difference.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any big game is going to be fun there, though.
Yeah, but it's different when you're in Vegas for a night's game. The energy's just different. It's like the team of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone just gets fucking riled up. It was insane. It was a great time. We didn't get out of there until like 10 o'clock at night. We'd been there for fucking several hours, cooked in the sun all day.
Oh, fucking loved it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I got to play with Susan yesterday.
And Jade a couple days before that.
A couple days
You're
prior.
A fucking slut, man.
Well, let's not get crazy, because I went over to, I was at Jade's house, and you sent me a picture. Like, I might be, you know, being naughty, and I gotta...
No, you were not at Jade's house. You were getting a tattoo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. I was getting my tattoo done. And so you sent me a picture of, like, an open condom wrapper. I'm like, you dirty whore, you. What are you doing?
Dirty whore.
I had no idea. And so that was fun. You had a great time. You know?
I totally had a booty call, and we're going to talk about it later in the episode, because it was a blast. It was with somebody that I've really enjoyed, like, these impromptu play sessions with, so that was really fun.
Yeah, it's crazy. My days are getting all confused. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I got my tattoo done, then went to see Susan.
Right.
And you sent me that while I was in the tattoo shop. Yeah, it's crazy. And of course, in the chair,
I was gonna send
me these pictures. I'm like, anytime you send me an image and I'm around people, I'm like, fuck, do I open this up?
Well, I was going to do audio. I was going to ask him if I could just do a recording and send it to you. And I was
that
like, no,
would not have been
that's
good.
A really bad fucking plan.
Yeah, that place was full and it would have been a bad fucking plan. Yeah, it was as busy as I've ever seen it. And it's like the busiest tattoo shop in Vegas.
Yeah.
And every artist was working and there were people like milling around and people lurking. I'm like, that wouldn't be good. Yeah, everyone, 40 people would have heard that.
Yeah, so I decided against that. And instead, I just sent you a condom wrapper and then a pair of shorts sitting at the end of the bed. That's all I sent you.
Yeah, that's fun. That's the kind of shit I love. But of course, we know the guy. I feel safe with him, comfortable with him. So it worked out really well. And then today, you had not a great experience.
Yeah, I think we're going to talk about it for single guy tip of the week, because there were a couple of things that, you know, I just gleaned for myself in all this, but obviously can be used by the single guys that listen to us as well. So first of all, let me say, I went out with this guy. He and I met for a drink when you were with Jade.
Yes.
That's the time that I was out with him.
Yeah.
And he was really fucking late, which pisses me the fuck off. It's like the second that a guy is late, my hackles are up. And I just have this fucking attitude. I can't think of anything I hate more than somebody who is late.
Well,
and I'm not talking
habitually.
5 minutes late. This guy was like 25, almost 30 minutes late. Yeah. I mean, I was fucking pissed off. He did show up with these beautiful flowers and he was very apologetic. So I tried to kind of calm the bitch down, the bitchiness, and just talk to him and get to know him. I think for me, he's one of those guys that is very physically attractive for me, but not necessarily cerebrally attractive.
There's not a lot of substance there for you, so it doesn't make that much sense. And that's part of why this didn't work.
Yeah. I mean, we just don't have much in common. I kept trying to like pull things out of him and, you know, come up with different topics to talk about. And there was one moment I'm looking across the table at him and I'm like, God, you're so fucking hot. I wish you would just stop talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I could just look at you and not hear you.
I had this conversation with Susan last night. We were talking about that and meeting people where like they're objectively attractive to you. And then they'll say or do something and you're instantly like, oh, fuck, I'm out.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And I mean, nothing that he said was downright a turnoff. It just, nothing was a turn on either. Right. You know what I mean? Like, there was never a time where he said something and I was like, okay, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're picking up steam. So I left there. I came home and I was telling you about it. And I was like, you know, there just isn't that mental connection there for me. There was some chemistry, but I felt like for me, it was mostly just lust because he's fucking hot.
Well, yeah. And my thing was, like you said, we were talking about it. This is not going to be a regular play partner. This isn't a dating situation. So is there a way forward where, okay, there's a physical thing. That's all it's going to be. So the rest of it really just doesn't matter that much. And that's kind of what you were kind of experimenting with. And
so let's talk. Yeah, let's talk about the experiment. So yes, I decided to go forward with it anyway. And he had a couple of free hours this morning as we're recording this.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, why don't you come over and we'll just, you know, hang out and see how things go. Well, first of all, he's once again 25 fucking minutes late. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Walks in and he's like, are you really mad about a few minutes? I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, I should have just turned him away right then and there. I really should have.
Yeah.
I should have just been like, hey, dude, if you want to fuck me, if you want access to my body, you better fucking respect my time and be here when you say you're going to be here.
It's really the bare minimum. Right. It's how you, I used to, guys would ask me all the time, employees would ask me all the time about how to keep a job. First, show up early and on time. That's number one. Don't fuck that up. Come in late. That's how you get shit canned. It just works that way.
I fired so many people. I used to work in corporate America, for those who don't know, and I used to manage a large team of people. And the number one reason I would fire someone is because they were habitually late.
Yeah,
like, I am not going to fucking put up with that. I hate it more than anything in the fucking world. So he is already 25 minutes late. I'm already annoyed when he gets there. So that could have had a lot to do with it.
For sure.
But then I'm like, okay, he's here. I'm in fucking lingerie. I mean, I went all out too. I lotioned my whole body. I had this super cute wine colored piece of lingerie on, my little leopard print robe over it that makes me feel all sexy and hugs me in all the right places. I was feeling good. I had my makeup all done. I had my fuck me red lips going. I mean, I felt good this morning and I was horned up. Let's be real.
You were.
A good portion of the reason that this whole thing went down was because I was fucking hot and bothered.
Well, that's the good thing about the whole concept, right? Like, you had the other guy come over while I was getting tattooed and then went to Susan's house. It's the spontaneous events that are the hottest to me.
Oh, 1,000%. Because when you plan something out, a lot of times, like right now, I'm seeing a partnered guy. He has a crazy work schedule. I have a crazy work schedule. So we have set aside a time to meet on a specific day, like 2.5 weeks from now.
Right.
I don't know if 2.5 weeks from now I'm going to want to fuck.
Yeah.
So it's almost like I have to force myself to be in the mood in those certain situations. So it is nice when I have a certain guys around me that have more availability and I can be like, hey, I have 2 hours and I'm fucking horny. Do you want to come over?
Well, that's just what happened. Like, the guy that you had come over the other day, it was, you know, he's a 20-something-year-old dude. And it's like, hey, if you can be here in 20 minutes, you can fuck me. And he was there in 15. So that's what I expect from a 20-something-year-old single dude, you know? And I like him. He's very sharp. I dig him. And so that's the kind of behavior I expect. I don't expect you to be 20 fucking minutes late. I mean, really, that was like the second time you met the guy and he was also 20 minutes fucking late. Like, that's a problem, dude.
So I go forward with it anyway. We start playing. The connection is just not there. I mean, there's one point where he's looking into my eyes and I'm looking into his eyes while I'm sucking his cock. I'm on my knees on the floor, sucking his cock, looking up into his eyes. And I'm like, all that's going through my head is like, I don't like the person attached to this cock.
Right,
like, the cock itself is great. It's big, it's thick, it's beautiful. But I'm looking at him like, God, I wish this was attached to somebody who I had more of a connection with.
Yeah, it's tough.
And that's shitty of me too. You know what I mean? Like, as much as I was kind of experimenting with this and giving the guy a try, if I know that there's not a connection there, I feel like I owe it to both of us to call it off, not just to myself.
Well, you did. I mean, when the whole, you know, kind of play session was over. But yeah, in the moment, it's tough. That's a tough spot to be in.
Okay, but here, we're going to get to single guy tip of the week, because this may sound fucking ridiculous, but I don't think people understand how rampant this is in the lifestyle with single guys.
We just heard about this at Splash. Someone just told us that a guy did exactly what you're going to talk about.
Oh, I don't remember that. Oh, that's
you
funny will.
So you, when you tell the story, I'll remind you of what they told us happened. You'll remember it instantly.
Okay. So anyway, we're like mid play. I'm sucking his cock. I'm kind of like bent over and I have my ass up in the air and he spits down into the crack of my asshole and like a lot and it goes down onto my pussy and immediately I like pull my mouth off of him and I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And I will say, so just to kind of preface this entire thing, I always tell guys that I don't like spit. I don't like spit on my face. I don't like you to spit on my pussy. I find it trashy as fuck. It just completely takes me out of the moment. I understand that like when a guy licks my pussy, obviously there's going to be spit on there, but that's very different to me than like taking this giant load of spit in your mouth and putting it on my pussy.
Well, and you talk, the thing is you had conversations with this guy a while back. Right. And told him that.
So he and I talked probably 3 months ago, maybe even 4 months ago about playing. And I specifically remember me going through my boundaries. I don't like spit. I don't like this. I don't like that. Don't do this. But to be fair, I probably should have reminded him because we haven't talked in months.
Right.
He comes over, immediately does the spit thing. I am so fucking taken out of the moment. I literally got up, went and cleaned myself up and came back. And he was like kind of laughing at me. And he's like, yeah, I just remembered you don't really like the spit thing. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, how is that any different than licking pussy? I'm like, I don't know. It just fucking is, dude.
Like, doesn't matter. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, we were at Splash. We were talking to a couple that we just met, having a conversation about them playing with a single dude. She was playing. He was in the room. He was videoing. And his where the husband was, he couldn't see exactly what was going on. But the guy spit in her mouth after she told him not to do it.
Oh, that's right. That's twice. Right. Yep.
Did it twice.
Yep.
I'd have lost my fucking mind.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, I have no use for that. None.
Oh, God, none. It's nasty. Yeah, and I think for me, one of the reasons it's as big of a turnoff as it is because I truly believe the only reason guys do it is because they see it in porn.
Yeah, they thought it was a good idea because some fucking porn star did it on some fucking bullshit movie they saw.
It's the same reason I fucking hate when guys try to, like, fucking finger bang me, like, put two fingers in and just fucking hammer my pussy with my... That doesn't feel good. If any woman has ever told you that that feels good, they're fucking lying. And the only reason you do it is because it's rampant in the porn world.
Yeah, you think that's the thing to do because for whatever reason that's porn has popularized it. You know, it's a fetish thing. I get it, the spit thing, got it. That's very specific.
Yeah, but if you have a fetish for spit, that's something you need to have a conversation with about ahead of time.
I told you, I had a woman say that to me. I was like, okay, we're out. I can't help you with that. I'm not your guy.
Yeah, if a guy came to me and was like, yeah, you know, my biggest thing is like, I just like to spit on someone's face during sex. That's awesome. I am not the fucking fit for you.
No, absolutely not. Thank you anyway. And you know, good luck.
So it really did take me out of it. I did continue to go on with the play session. And I mean, I guess, again, I have to take responsibility in all of this. This is not a bad guy. This is a really, really solid guy who I just simply am not compatible with.
No, there's no connection.
And we went through the play session. I did come, but it was mostly my own doing. I mean, it just wasn't there for me. And it's proof that even with, you know, all of the physicality being what I love, a big giant cock attached to a tall, muscular fucking dude, I have to have more than that. And it makes me appreciate the guys that I do have that connection with. You know what I mean? Because at this point in my life, I don't have a lot of them, but I do have a few select guys where it all comes together. I think they're both physically beautiful and I fucking love being around them.
Yeah, that's the part. Again, I was talking to Susan about this yesterday because you and I were talking about it when it comes to my being so particular with my play partners and having regular play partners. It's difficult to go through something like that when you have amazing partners and you're like, well, what the fuck am I doing this for?
Yeah,
it's really difficult.
It really, to me, just felt like exercise. Like there was one point in my mind, I'm laying there and he's fucking me. And all I'm thinking in my head is like, well, at least I'm burning some calories because I'm kind of moving my hips around. Well, I'm angling my hips up a little bit. But the fact that that's what was going through my head while I'm getting impaled by a huge cock, that's a problem.
Exactly the same thing I said to Susan yesterday. All it is exercise and it does nothing for you and I. We're not going to reconnect over that experience.
No, you came home and you're like, how was it? And I was like,
not great. I'm like, oh, okay.
I mean, he's a really nice guy and he has a nice cock, but like, that's just not enough for me at this point.
Yeah, there's nothing there for us. There's no substance there for us. So yeah, for me, I mean, if you're going to take single guy tip of the week out of this, once again, the basics, show up fucking on time, be early, be 5 minutes early. Do not be fucking late. That's number one. But also when someone tells you that something doesn't work for them, okay, maybe he forgot, but after it happened and you made it clear, questioning it and trying to debate it is just a bad plan.
Yeah.
Just accept that it's a fuck up. There was a bad communication, maybe on both sides, and you need to move on. But do not fucking continue to go down that road. Don't elaborate.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I mean,
stop with
on.
The fucking spitting, okay? Unless you have talked about it with somebody ahead of time and they agree and they think it's hot, don't fucking assume that you can just spit on a woman's body, anywhere on her body.
No.
I literally cannot think of anything I find more disgusting than that.
No, it's tough. The spitting and the smoking thing are probably at the top of my list. Listen, spitting in normative life, you spit on somebody in the street, it's assault.
Right.
You can't do that.
Well, to be fair, there's a lot of things that happen with me in the bedroom that would be assault if they weren't in the bedroom.
Oh, there's
consensual.
No question. I would be in prison for life by
like,
now.
I get my ass fucking beat, and I love every second of it, but...
Yeah, if you showed video of our sex to somebody, they'd lock me up. But, yeah, I mean, if somebody tells you something doesn't work...
Do you remember one of the times we were playing by a couple? They were playing next to us, obviously back when we were still playing with couples.
Yes.
You and I started fucking next to them, and we got lost in our own little world, and you started fucking me like you do at home, and all of a sudden we looked over at them, and the looks on their faces were like... I couldn't even tell if they were shocked, horrified, or impressed, or all three at the same time.
They were so taken aback, like... So that's how you get down? Like, what? Yeah, it was so funny. And it even caught me off guard. Like, we stopped. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you were here. That was not intended for you to see. You know, it was so fucking funny. Well, they were friends, so it was okay. But yeah, just pay attention to the cues. I mean, really, guys, pay attention to the fucking cues. You know, it's not that hard.
Yeah, and don't use porn as your fucking...
That's the really that should be the big takeaway. If you're
I'm gonna start asking guys how much they watch porn.
Yeah, how often do you watch porn? What kind of porn do you watch?
Oh, you watch like mainstream old school fucking porn where, you know, it's just this down and dirty fucking raunchy shit with all of these acts on a woman that do absolutely nothing for her. They just look good visually. Like, I really think I'm going to start adding that to my vetting questions.
Yeah, you just...
Especially with younger guys.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy was my age, so he probably should have known better. But with young guys, I really have to question that.
Well, that's the first thing I asked you when you started telling me when I got home. Like, it was just not great. I made you tell me again because I couldn't remember how old he was. And I, for some reason, thought he was younger, like he was in his mid to or late 20s, but I got him confused with the guy the other day. And so I expect that maybe from a younger dude who's less experienced, but not from a guy who's in his 30s or 40s, certainly not older than that. Come on, stop it.
Yeah.
You know.
So anyway, I want to move on to my booty call because it was really something. I just got this wild hair and I wanted to get fucked and I made it happen in this very fun and silly kind of way with a guy that I really, really enjoy playing with. So we're going to be talking about the details of that very shortly. But first, we want to say thank you to the partners of the Front Porch Swingers podcast. This episode of Front Porch Swingers is brought to you by our friends at Promescent. We get emails from penis-having people all the time about finishing too quickly. And honestly, it's very normal in the lifestyle. Think about it. Just like if you are having trouble getting it hard, sometimes you're just so excited and so overstimulated in that environment that you finish a little bit too quickly. And thankfully, Promescent has a couple of options for you guys that will help immensely with that issue. One is their flagship product, the Delay Spray, and they also have a brand new Delay wipe, which is so convenient for us lifestylers because they're individually packaged wipes. All you do is open the package, take out the wipe, apply it about 10 minutes prior to playtime and allow it to absorb, and then go to work. Because they're individually packaged, they are so convenient to throw in your swinger bag or even in your back pocket the next time you go to a lifestyle event. It takes all of the anxiety out of the concern of finishing too quickly and allows you to provide as much pleasure as possible for your partner or partners. If you want to check out those products for yourself and get them at a discount, you can do so today by heading to promescent.com/FPS. That's promescent, promescent.com/FPS for 10% off of their Delay Spray, Delay Wipes, and all of their other amazing bedroom wellness products. We are so excited to be hosting so many events this summer in cities across the United States. It starts, I guess our next big one, I should say, is going to be Denver, the Real Hot Wives of Denver, happening June 24th at the amazing Summit Villa. We absolutely love hosting at that venue, A, because it's beautiful, and B, because the people that have come out are fucking awesome. They are sexy. It is such a fun group of people. So if you're in the Denver area or you want to join us and come in for that event, it's June 24th, and you can find all of the information at members.frontporchswingers.com. We also want to announce that we are officially hosting our first pool party at the Lexi this summer, August 5th. The Lexi, if you guys are not familiar, is a beautiful boutique hotel here in Las Vegas. It's optional, meaning you can take out the tatas and get some sun on them. We're going to have music and games and giveaways and so much more. So again, that's August 5th right here in Las Vegas. You can find the information for all of our upcoming events by heading to members.frontporchswingers.com. So I must say, you know, I've shat on the younger men a lot over the years of our podcast, and it's very rare for me to play with younger guys. It really is. A, because I'm not super attracted to younger men most of the time, but B, because I do think that being in this lifestyle, in the hot wife space specifically, takes a lot of mental and emotional maturity. And a lot of times guys are simply not fucking equipped when they're 21, 22, 23 years old.
No, there's no doubt, because it's not just, again, it's not a one-on-one thing. There are other people involved. There are partners involved, right? With a hot wife, there's a husband or a significant other at minimum. And it's a difficult thing to wrap your head around at that age. How do you negotiate that? How do you navigate that?
Right.
So it gets a lot more complicated. And I understand it. I empathize with it.
Well, and I think, but the main upside, what I want to talk about and what I'm learning with this particular guy is the huge pro to a guy that's that age is they're down for pretty much fucking anything. If they're available and they're fucking horny, which they are most of the time.
Yeah.
They are just so down for shit. And I love that. I love that zest for life and that zest for sex. I share that 100%.
Yeah, at 22 years old, you call the guy. Well, you were masturbating, basically.
Okay.
You started texting him, or he texted you.
I want to tell the whole story because I knew that you were going for a tattoo. You got your other hand done, which looks fucking fabulous, by the way.
Yeah, and it's also going to Susan's after, so I was gone for hours.
Yeah, it's not as much fun as your boxing kitten, I will say that much.
There was nothing as much fun as my boxing kitten.
But it's a beautiful lotus on your hand. It looks very, very classy. I love it. But anyway, I knew that you were going to be gone for a while. So what I was doing while you were gone is I was marketing events and I was editing some stuff. But every like 30 or 40 minutes, I'd stop and go masturbate. I was so fucking horned up that day. And so I don't know, you'd probably been gone about an hour and a half, 2 hours, maybe, something like that. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to text this guy. I know he gets off work early on Fridays. I'm going to see what he's fucking doing. So I text him and I'm like, what are you up to? And he says, oh, I'm just getting off work. I'm just about to hop in the shower. I said, what are you doing after that? And he goes, well, I don't know. Do you have any ideas with like a devil face behind it? I was like, I sure fucking did.
Yeah, you can be here in 20 minutes.
That's what I said. I said, because here's the thing. He kind of likes that I'm in charge. He likes when I tell him what to do. And that's not really my norm. But with him, it has kind of become the norm because he's 22. Yeah. I'm 11 years older than him. So there is this kind of mentality of like, I'm going to fucking take charge here and you're going to fall in line and we're both going to be turned on by that. So I texted him and was like, if you can be here in 20 minutes, I will let you fuck me. And he was like, okay.
And in true 22-year-old fashion, got there in 15.
He was there in 15.
Probably ran every light.
He lives like 12 minutes away, so that was very impressive.
Yeah, look, like I say it all the time. If you're a legitimate single dude, especially if you're a younger guy, you are not turning shit like that down. You're not going to be late. You're not going to hesitate. You're on the fucking road before the phone hangs up.
Yeah, which I loved. I mean, it really was. It was just fun. And so I texted him when he was on his way. He told me that he was, you know, getting close. And I said, I'm going to leave the door unlocked. I want you to come in and I want you to come straight to the bedroom and just fucking have me. And he's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't all fucking upset about that.
So I'm in the bed. I'm literally masturbating. I have my wand going and I'm making myself come. I have on a dress, no bra, no panties, just a little sundress.
Okay.
And I'm in bed masturbating and I hear him come in. I turn off the wand. I set it down next to me and he comes in and he's like, oh, so you're getting started without me. I was like, I've been started all fucking day.
Yeah, something started like 2 hours ago.
You have no idea. So again, my whole thought was I was going to record some of this and send it to you. But then I was like, yeah, I don't know if he's going to accidentally open it while he's at the tattoo shop. Like, obviously, I didn't want to embarrass you. We have a great tattoo artist, so I did not want to fuck up that relationship.
Yeah. And we have a mutual friend.
Yeah.
And our tattoo artist does not know the relationship with our mutual friend.
No.
So that could have gotten really awkward.
Very.
Also, she was doing my left hand and I was laying on the table. And so I had just my right hand available. And so I'm having to hold it up in the air. God. Because, you know, I'm flat on my back. And so anyone behind me or even to the right of me or to the left of me where she was could have seen what you were doing, you know, or what you sent me. And I thought, man, if I open this up, this could be just fucking embarrassing. And there was a lot of people around. Fortunately, it didn't go down that way.
Yeah, I decided against that. I thought better of it. My maturity kicked in for once. Maybe good, it was the fact thing, that I was with a 22-year-old.
I might not have been invited back.
Yeah, so anyway, he comes in, gets on the bed with me. He's like, so are we just going straight to business? I'm like, fuck yes, we are, dude. You have no idea. Like, I don't know what got into me yesterday. I was like a fucking ravenous, feral animal.
Whatever.
I mean,
works.
I just fucking wanted cock. I knew you were gone all day. It's probably best you weren't there. I would have just been fucking crawling all over you the entire day.
Well, but that's the other part of it. So I'm gone for hours.
Right.
So this is what I'm thinking about. Then, of course, I get to see Susan, fortunately. We had an amazing time, not the least of which was generated by the fact that you were getting slutty at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the 22-year-old.
So he's in the bed with me, and we start making out with each other, and he says twice, and I thought it was so fucking cute and endearing and just, like, turned me on like crazy. He was like, I'm so glad that you texted me. You have no idea how glad I am you texted me. And I was like, fuck yes. I love that enthusiasm. It doesn't feel like thirst. It really does just feel like appreciation from him.
For sure. No, he's genuinely a nice kid.
Because he's fucking hot. I mean, he doesn't look 22.
No, he doesn't behave 22 either.
He is so attractive, and he is constantly telling me about women trying to pick him up in places, which I 1,000% believe happens.
No, he's a good looking kid.
He's so attractive. He's tall. He's athletic. He's just beautiful. So I feel like he really does appreciate being with me for beyond that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he could get women as much as he fucking wants.
Yeah, all day long.
And he's also very charming and very smart. So anyway, I just love that. It totally fueled me. It got me excited for me to be with him. We're making out with each other on the bed. I kind of push one of my legs up onto him, and now my pussy's exposed. The sundress has kind of been pulled up in the back. My ass and my pussy are hanging out, and he starts just rubbing them and starts rubbing my pussy, my clit, ever so lightly, and he's like, you're so fucking wet right now.
Well, yeah, you've been masturbating for 2 hours.
I'm like, I know.
Hardly surprised.
And the other thing was, I had condoms and lube sitting right on the bed. Like, I was fucking ready. I was prepped. We were gonna fucking make this happen.
Yeah, this was happening.
So he takes the bottle of lube, puts a little bit on his hand, and starts fingering me from the back while we're making out with each other. And it was fucking lovely. I mean, again, he is young, so it does kind of surprise me sometimes how kind of agile and experienced he is in those types of moments, like with his hands specifically. It's fucking hot. I mean, he's doing this really nice job of, for example, like kind of swirling his fingers around my clit and then pushing them inside of me and very lightly fingering me and then pulling them out and playing with my clit again and going back and forth between those two sensations was so fucking nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said for that softer touch when it comes to fingering someone or even touching someone in very delicate areas. The super aggressive, like clumsily grabbing at tits like you're in the back of a car in high school kind of shit.
Or like I was talking about earlier in the episode, fucking jamming your fingers into me, like jackhammering me with your two fingers.
Makes no sense.
I literally cannot think of anything I like less than that besides spit. Those are the two things that are fucking gross. So it was, and again, the buildup too, it was a warm up for me. He's really just lightly playing with my pussy. There was one point he took his fingers out of me and was just very lightly, not sticking his fingers in my ass, but like playing with my asshole.
Yeah.
That fucking drove me insane. I loved it. And all the while we're making out with each other, he's kissing me on the neck. He's whispering things in my ear. He's like, I can't wait to have that pussy again. And I'm like, you're gonna have this pussy. It's wet for you. And I take my tits out, and this is so fucking hot. This is one of the hottest things that's happened to me in a while. So I pull my dress down. My tits are now exposed. He basically mounts me. He's on top of me and he's sucking on my nipples. And I'm like, I need you to do it a little bit harder because I don't have a lot of feeling in my nipples. I really have to have a pretty sharp pain or something, some sort of sharp sensation for me to feel anything. So he's like, okay. So he starts kind of like nibbling and biting on them and sucking them at the same time, but he's staring into my eyes while he's doing it. I mean, such intent and such passion in his fucking eyes. It was so hot to me.
Well, it's also a method by which you can read someone because of their facial expressions, whether it's too hard or I appreciate why he did that.
Yeah.
For any number of reasons, but I appreciate that he did that.
Well, and such a contrast to today's experience, it made me feel very connected to him in that moment. And there was one moment I kind of reached down and I was playing with my own pussy while he's still sucking on my nipples and kind of biting them and shit. And I was soaking wet. I mean, I could feel, I was making a puddle on the fucking bed. That's how into this entire thing I was. And also why I should fucking realize at this point in my life that that connection is so important to me. Because it wasn't about the sensation. I mean, it felt great. It was nice. He was doing it just how I enjoy it. But it was so much more than that. It was the look in his eyes. It was this intent on his face. You know, the way he's cupping my tit while he's pulling it up to his mouth. I mean, the whole thing was just so oozing with eroticism.
Yeah, but you also orchestrated this entire thing, yeah. Which just makes it that much hotter, right? Like, because you put the whole thing together.
Yeah, I was 100% in charge. And I was telling him, like, a little bit harder, a little bit softer, like, grab me right there. I mean, I was very much in control in this entire scenario, and it was fucking hot. So then he stops playing with my tits, he leans down, and he's kissing me, and I'm running my hands all over his body, and he gets the most insane, like, body chill with goosebumps that I've ever experienced in my entire life. His entire skin is just like standing at attention. And there was something very hot to me about that too, because I get the sense, again, he's very tall, he's very athletic looking. He's the type of guy, much like I talked about a few weeks ago with my friend that came in from out of the country at this point. Yeah. He doesn't look like the type of guy that is going to be bossed around in bed.
No.
So the fact that he is that type of guy and is willing to let me kind of take control and allow me to, you know, provide him with that sensation and just kind of get lost in that moment, it was so sexy.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that's a level of confidence that I think a lot of people, guys particularly, they mistake that for weakness.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a mistake.
Exactly, yes. If you're allowing me to do something to you like that, where I'm the one that's creating the sensation all over your body and you're just kind of moaning and I, you know, I see the goosebumps popping up on your skin, I feel like a lot of guys would feel like that's too vulnerable.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
And they would pull away from it.
Yeah, and it's also a conversation we've had a lot of times with other hot wife couples or cuckold couples, where it's like, you know, guys get it in their heads that that's a weakness thing or it's a inferiority thing. Like, I don't think you get it. That takes a very high level of confidence to allow to happen.
Yes.
Right? There's something to that, and people really do overlook that.
So then I was like, I'm going to kind of tease him a little bit. I was kind of stroking his cock while he's still straddling me. I have one hand that's just like running all over his body, the other one that's like very slowly stroking his cock. And I'm like, do you want to fuck me right now? And he's like, yes, I want to fuck you. And I was like, well, you don't get to fuck me until I tell you to fuck me.
Wow.
And he's like, okay. And I was like, how bad do you want it? And he's like, I want it so bad.
You know he does. You know he does. He's 22. Like, he was there in 15 minutes.
I'm like, okay, well then get off of me and put the condom on and get on top of me and fuck me. And he's like, okay. So he gets off, literally sprints off of me, fucking rips the condom open, puts it on, puts on a little bit of lube, which he didn't fucking need, gets on top of me and enters me. And the other thing I loved is he made the sound. I always make the sound when a guy first enters me of that, like, oh, that sound, you know?
Yeah.
Guys rarely do it. So I always wonder, like, does this feel as good for you as it does for me?
Right.
Are you enjoying that initial stretch as much as I do?
Well,
it's fucking mind-blowing for me.
But that's what happened with the guy today.
Yeah.
He didn't make any sound.
No, he made no sound.
He told you that he came. You asked him, are you going to come? He's like, I did. You're like, well, I didn't. You didn't say, you didn't make a sound.
I had no fucking idea the guy
came. It's so crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me.
So, but this particular guy, the 22-year-old, pushes inside of me and he's like, oh, as he's doing it, I was like, oh, that's so sexy.
Yeah. If you don't feel that, you're just not doing it right.
So he starts fucking me and it starts off very slow and he's looking into my eyes and he's making out with me and I'm running my hands up his back and onto his arms and it starts off very kind of slow and sweet and sensual. And then I start my fucking dirty talk because I just have to. I can't hold back. And I'm like, tell me how good that pussy feels. And he's like, it feels so fucking good. And I was like, you like that? Do you like how wet it is for you? And he's like, yes, I've been waiting to have this pussy again. And he was talking about how he's touched himself in the shower thinking about fucking me. I mean, it was just very sexy. And again, the confidence that takes at his age was very, very, I mean, I don't expect a guy his age to be that way.
No, that's a difficult thing for most mature guys to be in touch with, let alone a, you know, a literal 22-year-old.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's pushing inside of me, and at one point I'm kind of clinging on to him. I'm not choking him, but I have one hand kind of resting right by his throat and the other one on his shoulder, and I was like, you're going to need to fuck me harder than that. And he's like, okay. So he starts picking, you're shaking your head. Don't you shake your head at me.
All of a sudden you're in charge of shit.
Yeah, I'm the fucking dom, man. Don't you know?
Okay.
I'm the top extraordinaire.
Apparently.
With exactly like two dudes ever.
Yeah, with three.
That's true. I did have a cuckold for a while there.
Yes, you did.
I was a key holder. That was pretty hot. I miss those days. I would love to find another cuckold that I can lock up. I think it was so fucking hot.
It was hot.
And there is something, you know, while I'm saying all this and I'm telling him what to do and I'm dictating what's going on, I felt fucking powerful because it's not my norm.
Well, it's also,
not...
you, like I said, you orchestrated the whole thing. You texted the guy. You made him come over quickly. You gave him a time frame. He showed up, basically drew him a fucking map as to what was going to go down. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, it was so sexy. So then there was this other moment. He kind of propped my legs up on his arm. So it was almost like, I always call it like the frog position because that sort of reminds me of where my legs are kind of draped around his arms and bent, you know, so he can get even deeper inside of me. And he reaches down and grabs onto my ass, both of my ass cheeks, and is using that to just push himself inside of me. It felt so fucking good. I came so hard. I squirted on him a little bit. My entire body just kind of felt limp after I came. It was a really intense orgasm. And I do think a big part of it was me being like this fucking boss bitch in bed.
Well, I'm surprised at your lack of sensitivity, because normally, especially after you've masturbated or you've been orally satisfied, well, you're super fucking sensitive.
He didn't go down on me for a reason, because he asked me if I wanted that, and I was like, I've had my wand on my clit all fucking morning.
Yeah, no way you could take it.
There's just, and there would be no benefit to it. I wanted to be fucked. The reason I invited him over is to get fucked.
Yeah, listen, there's a theme emerging here. Not the last time I saw Jade, the time before, she had masturbated so much thinking about us playing that her clit was sore, and I couldn't go down on her either.
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday, Susan was voracious, voracious. Just her words, I needed that pounding. That literally her words. So there's definitely, it must be something in, like, it's a moon, the position of the fucking sun or some shit. I don't know.
All of us are cycling up together.
It's so crazy.
I don't fucking know. But yeah, I mean, I was just fucking ravenous for it. So anyway, I've had this crazy orgasm. He starts fucking me again. And at this point, we're making out with each other. It is intense. I mean, I am grabbing onto him. He's grabbing onto me. I'm like, yes, fuck me like a slut. And he's like, you are a slut. I was like, I know, so are you. I mean, it was just fucking dirty. And then he was like, I'm gonna come here pretty soon. And I was like, you need to come for me. And he was like, oh, I have to? I was like, yes, you need to come for me.
Very
and he's
forceful.
Staring me right in the eyes, and he's like, I'm gonna come for you. I was like, good, give it to me. And he has this crazy orgasm. I'm talking body shaking orgasm. It was so crazy. I felt every muscle in his body just tense up in that moment. His eyes are closed, his head is rolling back. I mean, he is just, and it went on for forever. It was so fucking sexy to me. Again, complete contrast to today, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love knowing when a man is having pleasure and when he's feeling good in that moment, and really when I have been able to help him get over the edge, because I truly believe it was my dirty talk that made him come as hard as he did.
Well, for sure. Well, obviously there was a whole lot going on, but certainly there's something to be said for the connection that makes that happen. There's just no question about it. And what you experienced today was simply a lack of that.
So he finishes having this orgasm. He pulls out of me and he literally is just like kneeling on all fours on the bed, just staring at me, but not able to like verbalize words yet. I mean, it was so fucking sexy. It was so intense. And we're still so connected in that moment. We're staring into each other's eyes after we just had this crazy fucking experience together. And he finally kind of gets the strength to get up off the bed. He's standing at the edge of the bed and he looks down at the condom and it is full of cum. I am not exaggerating. It was like multiple tablespoons of cum. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, it's been a couple days. I was like, a couple days? You are such a 22-year-old.
No shit.
Holy fuck. So he goes and gets himself cleaned up in the bathroom, and that's when I sent you the picture of the condom wrapper and the shorts that were at the edge of the bed, and I was like, I think I might have gotten into something, and you're like, a fucking apparently, you naughty pants.
Yeah, I haven't been gone that long. Holy shit. Well, yeah, but that's the best part. It's that spontaneous play, like I said, and when it works, it really works well. And then, of course, like the experience you had today, when it doesn't, it's just like a fucking, it's just a dud. You know, yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and I mean, the guy that I had the experience today with was not a bad guy, but when I look at those two experiences in comparison, even though, I mean, the 22-year-old night, we don't have a lot in common necessarily. We're 11 years apart, and all of my friends are significantly older than me. I'm a very old soul in that way. Like, I don't have a huge cerebral connection to him, but the chemistry is there. My desire for him is 100% there. Our ability to really just find a connection during sex is strong, and that makes up for everything else.
Yeah, but he also doesn't communicate or behave like a 22-year-old.
No, not at all. He's very mature for his age. But again, I mean, this is not, you know, I never would have expected that at 33 years old I'd be playing with a 22-year-old, having him over for a random booty call on a Friday afternoon and it going as well as it did. I think it has everything to do with when you just open yourself up to certain connections, they fall in your lap. And it doesn't have to be anything more serious than we really enjoy each other. We obviously have similar interests. He loves that I take control. You know, it was funny because we were laying in bed together afterwards and I was like, I hope that you don't feel like you were being used today. And he's like, I 100% felt used today and it was fucking hot.
Well, let's not forget also back when we first met him, which was like last year, you were not 100% sure you wanted to play with him. You were concerned about his age and, you know, really concerned
he's
with what
young.
It looked like. Yeah, but I mean, he's definitely proven himself to be a really quality play partner.
Yeah, he's a great dude. I really look forward to playing with him again. I mean, I do think that given his age and given kind of the connection that we have really being mostly sexual and not necessarily anything more than that, he's not somebody that I'm going to play with every fucking week. That's right. Not what this is. But it is really nice to kind of sprinkle it in and allow me to explore a different side of myself. And back to my point, I like knowing that he loves it as much as I do, because I don't ever want anyone to feel like a prop. We talk about this all the fucking time.
No, for sure.
All these fucking couples I've been trying to play with lately and all these fucking hoops they want to jump through and, you know, the way that they treat me. And I never, ever want to make anyone feel that way, ever.
No.
But he kind of loves it. so it kind of works for both of us.
Yeah, but that's an agreed upon consensual thing, just like your other friend who now, of course, lives out of the country. But he thoroughly enjoys the idea that you take charge. That's where he's happiest.
Yeah.
You know, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Provided all parties are, you know, on the same page.
So anyway, that was my fucking hot, random Friday afternoon booty call with a 22-year-old.
It's, you know, so you had that. I went, of course, I was getting tattooed. You played with him. I got the chance to see Susan, spend time with her. Then you went out on a date with a friend.
It was not a date. I just went to dinner.
Oh, that's a date? You went on a dinner?
No, a date means you're either going to fuck or it's romantic. This was two friends hanging out. You always say a date and it's not a date.
Okay, I'm old. You went out together. You had a set time. You went to dinner. It's a fucking date to me. So, but you did that. It was a full day, is my point. We had a lot. It was full day. You know, we had a lot happening.
Yeah, it was. It was a fun day, too, though. I mean, it was fun for me to be able to have that naughtiness in the middle of the day. And I knew that, you know, sending the pictures to you was going to get your fucking mind spinning. So
it did,
that was
sure.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And now as we are wrapping this up, you are going to watch the hockey game tonight with Susan, Jade, and another friend of ours on a girls' night. So, you know, it kind of comes all full circle. I'm sure you'll all be talking shit about me again, which is always fun. But
just
you know,
a little.
Yeah. That's why I don't stay for those things. I'm just going to see the dogs and I'm getting out. But yeah, it was a full week, a lot happening. We got a lot coming up. After coming back from Atlanta, it was nice to get back into our normal kind of routine.
Well, I'll also say, as this is coming out, the day after this episode comes out, I will be on my way to California.
Yes.
I am going to see the fucking hot dude in California, and I'm so excited for that. He and I talk almost every single day. We share naughty pictures with each other. It's been so flirtatious. There's been so much buildup, so many conversations about what we want to do with each other while we're there, and it's it's been interesting. I think that trip is going to yield some really interesting conversations.
Well, it's for sure for you and I, it will. No doubt about it.
And some fucking hot sex.
No doubt. But I'm anxious to have that experience so that we can, you know, we got to get past the first one, right? Like, you got to do it. It's something we've been talking about. You're just going to rip the Band-Aid off and go, and I think it'll be a good experience for us.
Yeah, so we'll definitely let you guys know how that goes on the next episode. And the other thing that I really love about that whole thing is it's not going to be just sexual. We are talking about, you know, going to a botanical garden together, going to a winery together. I mean, he really wants to plan an experience for me, and that proves to me that I chose the right person to do this with the first time.
For sure.
Because I think a lot of guys would be like, how quick can we check into your fucking hotel? And, you know, how many different times are we going to fuck? And right. This is a guy who really does want to show me a good time while I'm there, and I'm so appreciative of that.
Yeah, as am I, obviously, because I like him. We, you know, we had a really good conversation, he and I. In fact, the first time the three of us met here, it was pretty much him and I talking for the first 2 hours. So yeah, I appreciate the effort that he's putting forward, which is really nice.
So I will share some additional details, I think, first with our Patreon members. Maybe I'll give them a little taste of some of the things that we're talking about doing together while I'm there, because some of it is pretty fucking naughty and raunchy and maybe a little taboo. So
that's true. Some of it is.
So we'll talk about that on a bonus episode this week. And if you guys want to hear our bonus content, make sure you head on over to patreon.com/frontporchswingers. Not only do we offer bonus episodes, but we also do things like allow you access to our Telegram chat group, where you get to chat with some of the nicest and coolest fucking lifestylers in this space. We also have things like Naughty Snapchat, and you're also the first to hear about pretty much all of the news in our FPS world. So again, that's patreon.com/frontporchswingers for all of that. If you want to see me getting railed by some dudes, I actually tomorrow have another shoot that I'm going to be doing that is going to be going up on my OnlyFans with a very, very hot and well-known creator. I also, as mentioned last week, was with Doc Chocolate, and he and I did Podcasters Gone Wild 2, which is now available on my OnlyFans. So if you want to see any of that for yourself, head on over to OnlyFans.com/frontporchswingers. Want to remind you guys of our upcoming events. We have a bunch of summer events happening all over the place. And then, of course, at the very end of summer, or I guess beginning of fall, we have Pod Bash, yes, 2023 happening right here in Las Vegas. So if you'd like to join us for that, it is a complete hotel takeover with us and a bunch of other amazing lifestyle podcasters for what we are calling just a fucking party. And we have so much planned for that. I cannot fucking wait. That is September 28th through October 1st. So make sure you head on over to members.frontporchswingers.com for all of that information.
Yep. We may also be looking at another takeover in November on the West Coast, and going to be doing something in Austin as well, potentially in October.
Oh, so stay tuned for all of that information. And as always, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, everybody.